Don't think of it as pain at the pump. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden suggesting Monday high gasoline prices are an opportunity to make a fundamental turn to clean energy. But at the same time, he's considering a step that could lower gas prices by more than 18 cents a gallon by temporarily pausing the federal tax on gasoline, telling reporters at Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Well, I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
California state lawmakers have refused to go along with Governor Gavin Newsom's call for a pause in the state gasoline tax. It will increase 10 days from now to nearly 54 cents a gallon. Several European countries are changing some of their green energy plans.
European countries returning to coal to decrease dependence on Russian oil. Sunday, Germany announced it would restart coal-fired plants, but insists it's committed to a greener future. The move to fire up German coal stations deeply contrasts the country's plan to cut the most polluting fossil fuel. At the same time, Italy and Austria announcing the possibility of coal as well. Russia's largest oil customer, the European Union, has vowed to stop buying from Moscow within 6 months.
Fox's Alex Hogan. The House January 6th committee scheduled to hold another public session Tuesday. State elections officials from Arizona and Georgia among the expected witnesses. A Nebraska man is pleaded guilty to threatening Colorado's top elections official.
It's the first such plea under a new federal task force designed to protect election workers across the country. Prosecutors say 42-year-old Travis Ford made threats against Colorado Secretary of State Gina Griswold on social media. Griswold has received thousands of threats for her stance that the 2020 election was secure and former President Trump's claims of a stolen election are false. Ford faces up to 2 years in prison when he's sentenced later this year.
Fox's Rich Dennison, America, is listening to...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Austin American Statesman reporting documents and video from inside the school shows well-armed police officers with at least one ballistic shield were in the hallway of the Uvalde, Texas Elementary School less than 20 minutes after a gunman started shooting in a classroom. Nearly an additional half hour passed before police ended the siege by storming that room and killing the gunman. The New York Times reports one of the officers felt he had a shot but hesitated out of fears he could miss and hit one of the students instead. The bidding for Spirit Airlines continues.
JetBlue is wooing the discount carrier and has submitted a superior proposal to Spirit's board of directors to acquire all of the outstanding common stock of Spirit at $33 cash per share. The further improved proposal, which was submitted at the request of Spirit's board, and follows JetBlue's review and discussions with Spirit's management team, is an update to JetBlue's previous offers. The low-cost carrier's board said it expects to finish merger talks with both Frontier and JetBlue and update investors on its decision ahead of a June 30th stockholders meeting. Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
A brush fire has broken out near the famous Hollywood sign in the Hollywood Hills area of Los Angeles. It's charred at least 2 acres. So far, no evacuations. A startling discovery during a traffic stop over the weekend in California.
The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office says deputies found live ammunition, black gunpowder, and an improvised military-grade explosive device during a traffic stop over the weekend. The deputies were reportedly led to a nearby compound where even more weapons were found. Jeffrey and David Russell, along with Venus Mooney, are all facing a host of charges, but the trio claims they're sovereign citizens, meaning they reside in the country, but they're not part of the United States. That appears unlikely to hold up in court. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.